KFIZ News Time is coming up on 10:41 as Final Act Today continues here on this Tuesday. It's June 1st of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. And time now for our updates with the Fond du Lac Public Library. Once a month, we are joined by our friends over at the library to keep you up to date on different happenings at the library. And in place of Ian Stapleton this morning is Alana LeBeff. She is the library's information and outreach services coordinator, stepping in to handle the radio segment this time around for Ian here in the month of June. And we welcome Alana onto the program this morning. Alana, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you too taking some time here to talk with us about happenings at the library. As we talked with Ian last month, as the months go on, we get into summer. It means a lot of different things happening, and the start of summer reading is upon us here at the library, correct?
Yes, today is the first day of our summer reading program. If you haven't participated in summer reading before, it's a really wonderful program that allows people of all ages to track their reading minutes throughout the summer and to win prizes along the way. This year we have something a little different than in previous years. We have an online platform called Beanstack that people can use to track their reading minutes online, and you win little badges along the way. It makes it really easy to track your reading, and so you can sign up today using Beanstack at our library website at fdlpl.org. The summer reading program, of course, though, is not just about reading. It's also about all the fun activities that we have going on throughout the summer. One that I'm really excited about that goes throughout the month of June is our virtual talent show called Fond du Lac Has Talent. That's for youth ages 1 through 13 to submit a video up to 2 minutes long showing whatever talent it is that they've got. So is it singing? Is it cooking? You decide. So submit that by June 30th, and we'll share that on the library's Facebook webpage, and our YouTube channel. Another fun thing that we've got for children 12 and under are multiple scavenger hunts that are happening throughout the city. The one that happens throughout the month of June is our downtown scavenger hunt. That one allows kids to go around with their, can go with the family, find little colored rubber duckies throughout downtown, and then each one has a little letter. If you spell the word correctly, you get entered into a drawing to win a downtown Fond du Lac gift certificate. Another scavenger hunt that we've got is on June 16th at Lakeside Park. That one starts at our story walk there and includes all your favorite story characters from that story walk. And we do have a rain date for that one as well, just in case that's needed. Our ever-popular take-and-make kits continue as well. Those are for all ages, but we have most of them are for kids. So this week you can pick up the DIY Chia Pet kit. Other kits that we'll have throughout the month include a bendy snake, a flying unicorn, glowing fireflies, campfire fawn, and then we have a few special kits that require advanced registration, so you could just go to our website at fdlpl.org to register for those. Those include an elephant and piggy kit for ages 3 and up, and a graphic novel kit for ages 7 and up. And then new this summer, we have a Sunday science kit. Those are for ages 4 and up with adult supervision. So again, just check our website, fdlpl.org, for registration details.
Very cool. And for summer reading, you mentioned the Beanstalk link is on the website, too. If people want basic info, just if they've never done summer reading before, is that on the website, too?
Yes, it is. There's front and center when you get on the page. There's all the details that you need about summer reading. And, of course, you can always give us a call, too, if something's not clear.
Excellent. Understand, Alana, there's a really neat History at Home program this month.
There is. We're continuing to do our History at Home program online. This month it's with the Zacherl Funeral Home. They'll talk about their 160 years here in Fond du Lac, as well as how its growth has really mirrored the changes in the funeral industry generally. So that one sounds really interesting. We also have an exciting program with an American pop artist and author. His name is Michael Albert. We'll be hosting two in-person pop art collage workshops at Buttermilk Creek Park. The first one for teens and adults will be on June 16th, and then there's one for kids as well on June 17th. So check out information on how to sign up for that. You can start signing up tomorrow for that at our website, again, fdlpl.org. And then just a general reminder, too, to everyone that the library is open for in-person visits 7 days a week now, and that includes Sundays, which we normally aren't open on Sundays in the summer, but we wanted to have more days to be able to serve the public, so we look forward to having you back.
Very cool. Alana, anything we didn't mention that you wanted to highlight for our listeners this morning?
I think that basically covers it. Just sign up for summer reading. It's super fun, lots of fun prizes. We've got Stampers, plushies, bouncy balls for kids, Airbuds, lanyards, lip balms for teens, and Ferris popcorn for adults, ever popular.
Very cool. Alana, thanks so much for stepping in this month. We appreciate it, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
That's Alana LeBeuf joining us from the Fond du Lac Public Library. Again, she is the Information and Outreach Services Coordinator stepping in for Ian Stapleton this month. We appreciate her taking some time to chat with us and telling us more about